Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's the Bob Surratt Breakfast Club. Glad you could join us here on this Thursday, July 9. What's for breakfast? Here's the latest research on breakfast. You know, you always hear about whether you should skip breakfast or whether it's the most important meal of the day. Well, researchers have combined data from past studies to actually evaluate whether or not it is the most important meal of the day. And if you could actually shed a few pounds by skipping breakfast, they did this new large meta-analysis combining all the numbers from seven past controlled studies so they could evaluate the effects of skipping breakfast on your body and on your body's composition and cardiometabolic risk factors. The analysis only included trials that lasted at least 4 weeks and in total looked at data from 435 adult participants. Five of the seven trials were conducted with participants who were obese or overweight, while participants in the other two studies were of normal, healthy weight. And the results showed that those who skipped breakfast had a slightly greater reduction in body weight, an average of 1.19 pounds, compared to those who ate breakfast. There was no significant difference between the groups when it came to body mass index or fat mass. But people who skipped breakfast saw a slight increase in LDL cholesterol. That's the bad cholesterol. There were no differences between the groups when it came to blood pressure, HDL cholesterol. That's the good one. Insulin, fasting glucose, or other cardiometabolic measures. So the researchers ultimately concluded that skipping breakfast will not have a significant effect on weight loss. Instead, it's the quality of breakfast that matters most. When it comes to weight loss, it doesn't seem to matter whether or not you skip or eat breakfast. According to registered dietitians at Mayo Clinic, more research is needed to fully understand the relationship between our breakfast eating habits and our ability to control weight. They did say that if you eat breakfast every morning, your appetite later in the day can be reduced compared to if you skip it. If you skip your breakfast, you could feel ravenous later and settle for eating the first thing you can get your hands on. We've all done that, haven't we? Eating breakfast may also reduce cravings for unhealthy foods like sweets or fats. So I think what we're getting at here is that it's better to eat something in the morning. Past research has shown that skipping breakfast is linked to decreased physical activity. On the other hand, a healthy breakfast refuels your body and replenishes the glycogen stores that supply your muscles with the immediate energy it needs to move. And according to the Mayo Clinic, this is what you should include in your breakfast: whole grains, lean protein, low-fat dairy, fruits, vegetables, cereal.
And a McGriddle.
Let's see if that... Well, you know what? Let's see. Whole grains, that would be a bagel. That would be cereal, right?
Mm-hmm.
An English muffin, a waffle. They say the cereal should have at least 5 grams of fiber, minimal sugar, and 160 calories or less. So my breakfast this morning, one tea, one mocha, and five Hershey's dark chocolate kisses. Probably Mayo Clinic would probably not approve of that.
The breakfast of champions.
Yeah, a little heavy on the sugar, probably.
And caffeine.
Yeah, well, a little caffeine is okay. That's not bad. But it's these hours, you know, if you work really early, you're ready for dinner at about 2 in the afternoon. Doesn't it work that way for you?
Early bird special at 4.
Yeah, lunch happens at about 8 o'clock. And then dinner at 2, and then bedtime at 7 or 8.
Lunch at 8 a.m., is that what you said, Steve?
Lunch at about 8, yeah.